Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Chav Beis. We're starting at the very top of the Yomid where it says Toshima, and the Gemara is trying to be pushed to the Shaila that we asked yesterday. What was the Shaila we had yesterday? When a husband is made for a neder, for instance, a neder of Naziris. You recall here on Chav Aleph Amid Beis, about 7 lines from the top of the Yomid, Chav Aleph Amid Beis. Iboilu bal mekar okar oidilma megiz gayos. When the Baal is mefer, is he oiker lemafreya, as if there was no neder ever made, zero. Oidilma megiz gayos, or perhaps, no, the neder was intact for as long as the Baal was not mefer. And from the moment that he's mefer, it's now mikan ulahaba. So we asked in the morning, might ask him in a bosom mechelik. Bottom line, he's mefer, it's done, it's finished, and the zirus is over. If somebody was matfis benedah, what means matfis? So Gemara said, "Ishish and nodra ben nozir." One lady said, "Hareini nazira." Vishama chaverta and her chaverta heard it. V'omvani me too. Vishama balish el rishayna, and then the first one's husband came around and he heard about it. B'yom shamoi v'hafilo, and he was made for her neder of naziris. Iamrz meka okar. If you're going to tell me it's oikel mafreya, he nami ishtarai, then the second one, by definition, would also, because the second one just piggybacked on the first one. So if the first one goes poof, then the piggyback goes poof as well. The amris megiz gayis. However, if you say it's mikan labo, ihi ishtarai, the husband went and cut his wife free from the native naziris, mikan labo. But chaver tasira, but the chaverta that said prior to that far, she said vani, she remains awesome. So we have a practical nafka mina, and the Gemara tried to bring a number of rayas, and each time the Gemara was brought a raya, the Gemara was doicha the raya, and now we're going to come to the final two rayas in the Gemara, top of Chavbeis, Toshema. A lady took upon herself a native Naziris, and she became Tomei. Aft, as you know, when a person becomes tummy and nozer becomes tummy, they're going to have to bring the three korbanos, the oilas oif and the chatas oif and the asham nozer. Anyway, before she had a chance to bring her korbanos, the baal was mefer her neder naziris. Stayed on the brisa, she continued to be via chatas oif ve'ena mevia oilas oif. We've had this gemara already earlier on a few days ago, but the gemara repeats it again that she should go and bring the chatas oif, but do not bring the oilas oif. And not only the oilas oif, that also means don't bring the asham nozir, just bring the chatas oif. Now the question is, manafshach. The isol kadaita bal megiz gayis. If you're going to go and tell me that the husband is only megiz gayis, it means mekana lava. So whatever she did prior to the hafara was a real bona fide 1000% naziris. So if you're telling me she has to bring a chatas oif because of that period of time, and because she became Tumeya, then why shouldn't she bring also the oilas oif and the asham nazir? Because that tumma of the naziris occurred pre-hafara. So if you tell me she has to go and bring the chatas oif for kapara, for the fact that she became Tumeya, she should have to bring the other kabanas as well. After all, it's a package deal of three kabanas. Now, am I going to tell me mekar okar? The reason why she doesn't bring the oilas oif or bring the asham nazir is because the husband is oikir l'mafrei, as if she never put upon herself a native naziris. It's zero. And chatzas oif nami loitaisi. Then she shouldn't bring a chatzas oif either, because she never took upon herself naziris. You know, manavshach, make up your mind. Everything Gemara, hochinami. Mitzara svara, what you're saying really makes sense, because the Gemara holds me'ekar okar, like the second tzad, and therefore she does not bring the oilas oif. She does not bring the asham nozir. So you ask me, why you bring the chatas oif? It's not really because of the fact that she became Tumeya, but v'amani reblosa kapri, that's the famous reblosa kapri, the sign you learned in the price of reblosa kapri, we've had it already now two or three times in our mesechta. V'osak reblosa kapri, oimer ma tamalim mi'asher chotza al hanofesh. Why does it say in the pasuk that when the nozir Tumei brings karbonos, it's mechaper ma'asher chotza al hanofesh? For those of you that have the Torah Ora Sholem, in my Gemara, it's on the left-hand margin at the top. The osa hakoyin echad the chatas v'echad oil. We're talking about the two oifoys. The koyin brings one for a chatas oif, one for an oilas oif. V'chiper olav me'asher chota lenofesh, and he brings a kapora by being machmir, by doing the malika and doing the hakrova of these two korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. And then after that is finished, the kiddush is roish be'en mahu. Then the nozer can revert to his or her Naziris, they can start all over again. But the point is, Dr. Gemara, and it says, Avi HaMashachot al HaNafesh, so getting back to our Gemara, V'chi Be'ezei Nefesh Chotazeh, what was the chait? Elimination Tzir. Atzvei Menayayin Nikra Chotei. Even though the principal reason why one brings the Chatas Oif, of course, is because you have a Nozer Shenitma. But this is the famous Reblazer Kapper that says that the same halach applies even to a Nozer Tohoir that requires Kaphara. So you're going to ask me, so why does it say, Mashachot al Anofish Lagab the Nozer Tomei? So Gemara already asked this Kasha back on Daf Yetest 3 days ago. And the Gemara said, because Shona Bechait, this Nozer has done a double whammy. Number one, he or she took upon himself Neid Naziris, which Rabbi Elazar Kapper considers to be a chait. What's the chait? Meshetzir atzim min hayayin, nikra chaitei. And number two, because this person also became tamei. So because you have both of them, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu puts the lashon of mashachot al hanafesh by the nazir tamei. But really, the same thing applies even to the nazir tohar.
We had in the Dharam, though, also the reason that maybe he was, because it's a long naziris now, he's going to have karata. And we're worried that he's sort of being...
What you're saying is absolutely correct. What we're concerned about is that he or she, if they're going to have to double over, and remember we had with Hilni Amalka that turned out to be 21 years altogether, that must have been some long, long ride, 21 years, not to be able to drink wine, eat grapes, be metam of the mesim, not take tiglachas, not be able to go and take haircuts. Anyway, you're 100% right. So Rashi already said that the svara behind Reb Elazar Kapper by the Nozir that became Tomei was we were concerned that he or she would afterwards have charata on the fact that they made the Neder Naziris and then they became Tomei. Oh, you're the person going to say, I would have known, I thought it would be 30 days, 60 days, the person will have charata and will be korev that the karbonis will be almost like chulim bazar, not mamish chulim bazar, but because the person regrets having taken upon himself or herself naziris, then it becomes almost like chulim bazar, all the karbonis that they bring.
That's why Shimon tried to kiss that young man because he was did it Shem Shemayim.
Yeah, you saw his reflection in the water.
Yeah, that was the only time he ever ate from a karbon hashem nozer. Exactly right. Good, and thank you for reminding us of all these beautiful Gemaras. And now the Gemara continues, V'chi be'ezen nefesh chotazel, she b'nei she'tzir atzmen ayayin, nikra choyte. Ba'la tovar m'kal v'choymer, u'mazesh v'tzir atzmen ayayin nikra choyte, u'mitzar atzmen mikol dover, a person who takes upon himself, fasting, alach, kam v'kam, is also considered to be a choyte, according to B'losa Kappa. So bottom line is what our Gemara is telling us is, we've been poishet our shayla. How have been poishet the shayla that a husband is meker okar. And therefore, mitzad hilchois naziris tumma, one should not have to bring any kabbats. And that's why you don't bring the other soif, and that's why you don't bring the asham nazar. And that's why the Gemara said, hachanami, you shouldn't have to bring it. The only reason why you're doing the chatzah soif is because since there was a period of time, 2 days, 5 days, 10 days, 20 days, until the husband heard and was mefer that this young lady was noyheges nizirus, as well as she became tameya. So, since Rav Elazar Kapper says the essence of the chatas oif is because the person was mitzar atzim min hayayin, she was mitzar atzim min hayayin, even though it was meker okar lechatchila maskin. It was not meges gayis, because it was meges gayis, she'd have to bring all the kabbats. The fact that she only brings chatas oif is a sin meker okar. The whole thing was unplugged lechatchila, but Lamaisa, she was mitzar atzma min hayayin. For that, we have to give a kapara, and therefore we say chatzas oif. In addition to the fact that we find that chatzas oif is another kula, and that is by every yoledes, when we're not sure whether she was mapel or not mapel, we say she can bring a chatzas oif ala safek. Normally, you can't go bring a chatzas ala safek. It can be a chulam bazara. There you allow it. So here too, we give a leniency and allow it to go and bring.
Lo nechal is not eaten because of malika.
Very good. So we allow for the chatzas.
So are we concluding that it's mekar akar?
So far, we've been concluding mekar akar. Don't be nervous. Yeah, that's the Gemara's conclusion at this point.
Where was the Tosfos that says that he's chota, but it's still mitzvah shekol?
Beizam and beiz.
Beizam and beiz. Okay.
There, it's the other way around. It's a big mitzvah, and it's chota shekol.
Okay.
Where is it? Beizam and beiz. You see, it's the third wide line, Toises down the bottom, third wide line. Okay. The person says, I harengi noah, he becomes or she becomes a nozer. Hamilz Daveri, Zachan Aveira, Ramlin Lay not. Peter Shanoida Benozer, Isa Aveira, Kalina Lay not. Fishkar Sina Mutsa Avida, Vimasa Hogim, Koshalasas came, etc., etc. Now go down to the Kasha. The Kasha, third line of the Tosis. The Baal Maisil Rablosa, Philanozir Torah, Shim Chitir Atuminayayan, Korli Choite. Vishloim to Torah, Nami, Ktsas, Korli Choite. Is Ashtikal Choite. Kamokam, a mitzvah rabba ala chayt, a mitzvah rabba is still greater than the chayt. Even Reb Lozer HaKapra that holds that it's a chayt, he doesn't deny the fact that kadoshia, that this person has done a noble thing. He just says, but unfortunately there's a chayt involved. Tosis brings a riot from the case of Misana Tainis Cholim B'Shabbos, that even though there's a mitzvah for him to go and be Misana and Mevatel the Cholim, nevertheless to do Ashtikal Aveira, and that's why he has to be Misana Tanis L'Tan Nisar. Yes, I have another Tanis. But I did a good thing. You're right. But it was a shtickel. So we have to misak with that shtickel.
If I'm not mistaken, the Ramban on Chumash describes the chait of stopping his naziris. That it's a wonderful thing. And the
you should continue on.
The fact that he's naziris has ended is the chait.
Uh-huh.
If I'm not mistaken, it's the Ramban.
Okay, good. So anyway, so at this point, the Gemara has been poishit mekar oka. Toshima. Let's try to bring another raya. That's very strange. We're ready.
Exactly. I'm like Mekar Akar.
But that's of course standard.
Lashon Nazir Mishuna.
Exactly. It's Toshima. Another right. The sign of the head here. Here we have a befeinish rai. Here there are no two ways about it. Isha Shem Nodrim Nazir. Vishama Chaverta. Va'omravani. Oh, that was the very nafkimina that we started off at the outset. Lady made a Hareni Nazir. She becomes a Nazir. Her Chaverta heard that and she says, Vani, me too. The first Bala came from the first wife and first woman and said, I am Mefer Vehefala. He muteris, the first one is going to be Mutter, because her husband was Mefer. Chaver Tasur, and the Chabata was Asur. So now let's think about this for a moment. If you're going to go and tell me that Mekar Okar,
both are Mutter,
then both should be Mutter, because we are Uyker the Mafreya, that original, it's as if she was never a Nazira. And therefore, when she said Vani to zero, to Gunish. Me too, to what? To nothing. Because there was no Neder, to Oikil Mafre. The fact that we said that she continues to be also is the Chasim Inch, Mamina, Baal Megis guys. The Baal now cuts it off, Mikan Labah. So vis a vis his wife, Mikan Labah. Until now, she was a bona fide Nazira, like any other Nazir. So therefore, the first lady or the second lady, when she said Me too, she also became a Nazir. And the Afar, of course, only affected the first lady, it doesn't affect the second lady. The husband is not married to both of these women, he's only married to the first one. So therefore, Chaveta is the Charai Baal Megis guys. So L'Choira, we have now a stira between the two Rayas. We have the previous Brisa that says Mekar Okar, and this Brisa that says Megis guys. So of course, as you could well imagine, the Rishonim all talk about this. And what is their answer? So the answer is that in fact it's a Machloikis. Why is there a Machloikis? The machloikis is the machloikis between Reb Lozer HaKapar and the Rabbanan throughout our Masechta. Reb Lozer HaKapar keeps on saying, it's a chet, it's a chet, it's a chet. However, the Rabbanan say it's not a chet. So therefore, the first Braisa holds Mekar Okar. That's Reb Lozer HaKapar speaking, and that's why you have to bring the Chatzis Oif. This second Braisa is the Rabbanan speaking, and we have a machloikis. And since normally Yochid Ram Aloch Kirabim, we're going to go and Paskin like the Rabbim, like this second Braisa, Baal Megis guys. That's the way the Tosis wants to learn. First, let's go and take a look at this Tosis Toshima, right before the white light. Have that Toshima Nasanya Behedya Him which has a Chaveret Asura Uktzas Kasha Dili El Poshit Min Meviya Chatas Vloy Oyla De Meekar Kaoka Vihata Mahader Le Mifshit De Baal Megas Guys. Ain't that Shitas Hashas? Isn't that normal? You know, you already were Poshit Shema Mina Finish. What we have now? The earlier Bryce of Blazer Kapper, this is the Rabbanon, therefore the Gemara is telling us it's a Machloikis Tanoi. That a Blazer Kapper holds that it's going to be a Mekar Okar, therefore don't bring any Kabbanis except for the Chatas Oy because of the Chote Shetzir Atzmen Ayayin. And the second Bryce holds like the Rabbanon, the Baal Negus guys. Sure, it's not the first time we had a Machloikis in Klal Yisrael. Azuri land the Gemara. There's another pshat, however. If you look at the Rosh here on the left-hand margin, the second line is Toshima.
Yeah.
The Sanyibed, you have that?
Yeah.
Yishishanot Benozir. He would have a chavetz asur. I'm about make his guys. The afalpi should really be the afalpi. The afalpi should he chachnu mehach brisa del yel.
Yeah.
The kibin she'enem of the oilas. So if the mekar okar. So I have a problem.
Yeah.
Half brisa polygala. This brisa argues.
Okay.
That's like the toys he said. But nearly the efshel yashiv toloy pligi. Meken jogin that there is no machlek. The Aval Gav, the Megiz Gaius, Eina Mevia Ulas Oif, the Chsiv, the Hizir, the Havi, Eima Sai, the Havi, Kishetzorech, Lahazir, Avazu, Shofar Nidra, Afa Pisha Nitmeis Tchila, Eina Tzrich Lahavi. What is the Rosh saying? Rosh is saying is, even though the Gemara didn't bring that, but after we see from the second Bryce, the Befeirish, second Bryce is no two ways about it,
I'll
make his guys. So we can reinterpret the first Bryce as well as Megas Gaius. If you're telling me Megas Gaius, then that means that the Naziris until this point was good and valid. And if she became Tamei, Luchar, she should have to bring all the Kabanis. Like the Imora said, Iso Gadai, the Bal Megas Gaius, Taisinam, the Oyla Sa'oif, as well as the Asham Nazir, in addition to the Chata Sa'oif. Says the Rosh, since the whole purpose of bringing those Kabanis is to thereafter allow that person to return to become a Nozer once again. How do I see that? Because it says, the Hezer, call you my Nizra, the Hevi, Kevis ben Asher Liasham. So therefore that Pasuk says, you know what the purpose is of bringing these Kabbanis? Is to finish off the Naziris Betoma and to start once again the Naziris Betahara.
But that's been torpedoed by the husband's
Hafara. Guys, she's not going to become a new Nazir.
That's what inhibits the Kabbanis.
That's right. That's why don't bother bringing the Kabbanis. Kabbanis is only a preparatory stage to allow for the new Naziris to be Chal once again. Because Yom Rishonim Yiplu, guess what? It's not going to be a new Naziris. So don't bring the Kabbanis. So why do you bring the Chatzis? Oh, that's because it blows a kappa. So like that, then both prices talk a whole Baal Megas Gaius and Shalom Yisrael.
Very nice.
I knew you'd like it.
Usually we don't bring the chatas oaf by itself. We usually bring this part of a pair. So in the ola can all be brought in the dava.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
done. See, you can just that you don't have to.
Okay.
It's not necessary.
Okay.
I keep on adding Hashem knows because that's the top choices over here. Okay, seems so guy to make it. Guy to say this oif more than the Hashem nami even by the lesuya. They're usually a package deal, like you pointed out. So I would say, oh, chatzoi, you should bring. No, you don't have to bring chatzoi, even though you can bring benedava. You don't have to, because the only reason why I bring the chatzoi is outside kapara. This person doesn't need to bring that. You want to bring it, it's inside. Okay, so now just finishing off the brisa, Reb Shimon Oimer im Amra La Hareini Kimoiseich. Excuse me, if the second lady didn't say va'ani, she said, "Hareni kimoiseich shtei en mutares." Then both of them are mutar. L'chayda, what is Reb Shimon saying?
I'm following your lead.
Whatever you are, I am. Right, exactly. Your barber is my barber.
Very good. So I'm exactly like you. Hareni kimoiseich, and therefore, if you're going to be mufar, I'm going to be mufar. And therefore, l'chayda, there is no machloikis between the Tanakh and Reb Shimon, because the Tanakh is referring to avani situation. And Reb Shimon is referring to Hareini Kimoiseich, I want to be the mirror image of you. So apparently there's no machlokes. The reason why I say apparently, because if you look at the continuation of that same Tosfos, if you look at the last two lines, or two, four, six lines into the wide lines, if you see Reb Shimon, he's not coming to argue with Tanakama. Elohi Sivalei, Begam Tanakama Moidalei. That's the Pasha Pshat, right? No machlokes. The Oima Maharap Nishmosi Eden, to Reb Shimon, Afilu Vani Levad, Ultima Fashin Lemotzahachi. Even though he talks about Reini Kamoiseich, even Vani would be the same thing. Kilo Omer Beferish, Loinis Kavanti, Eliois Kimoiseich. When I say Vani, that's what I mean, mirror image. Ubhapligir Rabban Reb Shimon, in fact, there is a Machlaikis Rabban Reb Shimon after all. So there's two Pshatim, whether Reb Shimon comes just to be Moisif, no Machlaikis. Or Reb Shimon, in fact, disagrees with the Tanakama in this halacha. Fine. That being the case, we're going to continue on. And we're going to have now Marzutra. And there's some that say Marzutra comes to give us yet another pshat in the stira between the two brises. That one brise says Mecca Okar, and the other one says Megas Gaius. Remember, Tosis said it's not a stira, it's a machloikis. Bar Kapar, or Bloza Kapar. and the Rabbanan. And you remember the Rosh gave a beautiful pshat that we can say even Megas Gai is on the first price. But now we're going to have Mar Zutta Berei de Rab Meri Omar. I have yet another pshat. Hi, this shayla that we're talking about, Haina de Rabbi Bar Chama. It's the same shayla as Rabbi Bar Chama shayla. Who's the Rabbi Bar Chama shayla? The boy Rami Bar Chama Hari Alai Kibsar Zevach Shlomim Mahu. Remember, we had the shayla back in Maseches Nedar. Oh, Shelley, welcome aboard. Baruch Haba. We're on Chav Beis Amid Beis, second line from the top, where the Gemara is bringing a shayla of Rami Bar Chama. Person has here on the table two, let's assume two pieces of meat, just to make things apples and apples. And one piece of meat happens to be Basar Zevach Shlomim, is a machlokes now. The Rosh has two pshatim, machlokes for the Tosis, whether we're talking about before or after the Zrikas Hadam, but Pashat is talking about after the Zrikas Hadam, where therefore this Shlomim is now Mutr Ba'achila, because of the fact that you did what you're supposed to. You brought the Zevach Shlomim for a Karbon, and then you had the Shechita, and you had the Hoylochem, the Kabbalah Saddam, the Gan Samais, and the Zrika Saddam, so now the Shlom, of course, is Mutter. It's not Mamish Chulin, because after all, you have restrictions. Number one, Bizman, you can only eat it Shneyom V'Layla Echad. Number two, since it's Kachem Kalim, you have to eat in Yerushalayim, you can take it to Tel Aviv or Bnei Brak, but it's already Mutter. At the same time, he has on the table another piece of meat, which is Chulin meat. And the person says, Zeh Kazeh. I want this chulin meat to be like the shlomim meat. The question is, has he effected any isur by saying zeh kozeh? So what's the shayla mal? Ki matfis inish bi'ikra kamatfis. When he was matfis and he said, I want it to be like this psar zevach shlomim, did he mean the way it is at this moment? Or did he mean at the very origin? In other words, until a few minutes ago, before the zrikas hadam, when you were not allowed to eat the shlomim, it was totally osur, and therefore that's his kavana. I want this chulin meat to be like the shlomim, not as it is at this moment, but beikra when it was still a carbon lashem, which had all of the dinim,
a meila,
etc. Navadin isra achila. So is that what he had in mind? And then therefore the isra would be chal on the meat, on the chulin meat. Or yidilma betzanana matfis. The word tzanana comes to the word tzonein, which means that the Isser has already, in Yiddish, ugekilt. It's already cooled off. How did it cool off? Because once you did the shechita with the zrika, so then it's almost like chulin meat, not mamish. And so therefore, maybe that's what the person is saying. And if that's the case, then nothing happens. Or at the most, it would just be osur b'zman or b'mokin. But it wouldn't become, real.
B'meila.
Exactly. So now that was the shayla that Rami Bar Chama posed. So therefore, says the Gemara, you can ask the same shayla by uns in the two brises. When a person says va'ani, right, the whole shayla, we're talking about the Megas Gaius or the Mekar Okar, the second brisa, we tried to bring a raya that Megas Gaius. What was the raya? Because we're saying that even though the husband was mefer, he's only mefer for his wife, the chaverta remains osir. Now, why would you be osir? If you would say Mekar Okar, then just like it falls away from the first one, it should fall away from the second one, because it's Nekel Mafrei. See more brother Rai, Chaber Tasura, Shmamina Bal Megas Gaius. We're going to see in the Rosh in a moment that Marzutra is trying to enter the two Brises, and just the opposite of the Rosh. Meaning, the Rosh and the Amid Aleph to go and synthesize the two Brises that they shouldn't be so. So one another said that maybe in the first case on top it was also a Megas Gaius situation. So why don't you have to bring those other kabbanis? Because the whole reason for the kabbanis is it's just a preparatory stage to continue in this year, and that won't be a continuation. Exactly, because of Rulos HaKapit. So Kum Techoi is both Bryce and Baal Megas Gaius. Now, says the Rosh on the Amid base, we'll see in a moment inside, the Mazuch is switching it around. That maybe the second Bryce also holds Baal Mekar Okar. Ooh, if the Baal Mekar Okar, how do you say Chaver to Asura? Because Marzutra brings this Rami Bar Chama Shaila that when a person says something is Be'ikra Kamatfis or Be'tzana Kamatfis. If you're going to be Poishit Be'ikra Kamatfis, you can learn then that the second Braisa holds that the Baal is Mekar Okar, and nevertheless the second one remains Asur because she said I'm not interested in the fact that she became Mufares and therefore she's no longer Nazira. I went Be'ikro Kamatfis. I went to the original source. Origins, the source. Right. And the source was that before the Baal was Mefer, she was a Nazira.
Right, I want to be like that.
Exactly. Now, this is a tremendous chidush because until now we've been learning that once the Baal is Mekar Akar, it's as if it's zero. It's poof, as if she never even said already
no
Nazira.
There's no root to
it. Well, like we had Viani, Viani, Viani. All those cases, we say it goes according to.
He goes either Kamo or the one right in front of them. Very good. Shkoyach, yesterday's Gemara. Brother Shai, you keep on reminding us you have to do Chazara. Very good.
I'm doing Chazara.
Beautiful. Anyway, so our Gemara is telling us, says the Rosh, based on this Marzutra, in the name of Rama Bar Chama, that we can be poshut that even the second Braisa could hold the Baal Me'ekar Okar. Aye, how do we say then that Chaver Tasura? Because Chaver Tasura says that my Vani attaches to the original Me'ikara.
Now no longer valid, but originally valid.
Exactly. For that one day, 5 days, 10 days, right, until the husband was Me'ekar. Even though it's not a Me'ekar Okar. But I'm going a second before the Me'ekar Okar. Right. Before the husband was Mekar Okar, there was something, she said something. Vani, that's what I chapat. If that's the case, then both brides hold Mekar Okar, and by that there's no machloikis. And therefore, says our Gemara, we can be poshut this Shaila Legabi the Basar as well. Awesome. Well, let's leave it here for a moment. Let's just take a quick look at the Rosh to see that this Mazut is not just Stam brought in as a Psanuch Shaila, but this relates. See, Pirush Rosh, Rav Zutra, we say Mar Zutra, Rav Zutra. Bereid Rav Mori Omar, Hainu Drami Bar Choma, the boy Rami Bar Choma, Hari Olai Bos Kipsar Zivich Ishlamim, Mal. It's Pirush Rav Zutra. Rav Zutra Boli Yashiv, Toli Tikshi Hanach Tarti Braisa Adodi. He comes to the end for we have a steal of two prices. Metoich Kach, once we push the prices, Tifshit, then we're going to answer also by Drami Bar Choma. The Sphere Leid Rav Zutra. The kulu tanoi savri ulitanam. There's no machlokes. Ulitanam. Baal mekar okar. Kin muchach braisa kamaisa. Midainim via oilis oif. It's a real mekar okar situation. Gulish. Why do you bring the chatzis oif? Shitzir atzim and ayayim. But really, mekar okar. The imshos is yayim. The nitmis lamesim. Ainus afegis arboy. Mekar okar. Vafil hochi soiveris braisa basraisa. The chavert asura. Why? She's going back to the original roots, to the original origins. The Avagav Shafla Bali, even though the husband was Mefer. But he wasn't Mefer at the first second, he was Mefer subsequently. And even though it's Oikel Mafreya, sure, but she said the Vani a second before that Oikel Mafreya, when the wife had said Harani Nazira, she said Vani, she is Be'ikra Kamatvis, and therefore. Even the second brisa that holds a surah doesn't hold that it's Megas Gaius, holds Mekar Okar, and the two brises therefore on the same page, and we don't have the stira after all. Now, let's continue on the Tipshit Mehocha, Hod the Boy Rabba Chomer, Perikam de Nadorim, the case of our Gemorim, Hoyu Lafodav, Basar Zivche Shlomim, La'achar Zurika, V'yoma Peiris Alolu Kazet, Mahu, she said, he said that these peiris, this other piece of meat, should be like that original piece of meat, the boss of Zivchei Shlomim, what's it in? V'yamrinim bi'ikr k'moy sh'hoylef ne'ezerika k'matfis v'yosir o'idilim b'tzana k'matfis k'moy sh'hoya atal yachazrika sh'nitztan in iser. The iser became cold.
Cooled off.
V'holachloi v'helachloi v'holachloi iser, it was nitztan v'holachloi and it faded away. K'matfis v'mihocha tipshoit based on why we've been poishit the two brises, the Be'ikra Kamatfis, here also Be'ikra Kamatfis, and therefore the Peiros, or that other piece of meat, is going to become Kadosh, like the first piece of meat, Me'ikaroi, when it was still Osir, before the Zerika Sadam. Is there a shame?
Yeah.
So now if anybody stops you, what am I going to do about this Baal Megas guy, is a Mecca Akar? You'll tell him there's three Pshatim over here. Pshat number one is that in fact the Machlaik is between two brises, and therefore it's a Machlaik. Prat number two is the first Rosh in the Amid Aleph, though both of them hold Mekar Akar. And now you have Prat number three that everybody holds about Mekar's guys. So it's Zaya Gishmak, right? Anyway, so now getting back to our Gemara, we'll leave the Rosh for a moment, we may want to get back to it, but in the meantime we get back to the Gemara. So we for the Stira, therefore both prices hold Akar Mekar Ka'akar, and nevertheless, the Chavetz is able to chaparayim a second before the Akira.
And they now void Naziris that was that the husband did that far over.
Exactly. Even though it's Meikara, it's a Chagabal Gechidish. Even though Meikara, from the very outset, nevertheless, that money is Bi'ikra Kamatzis before the Afara of the husband. Izhokti Gemara. Okay, so Yoram and Bahama are trying, I'm sorry, you, Maizutra, are trying to enfer the Shaila from the Amud Aleph, as well as you want to be pushed this Shaila about the two, the Peiris, with the Basar, with the Basar of Achshlamim. Me, dummy, that you were pushed that on the Amud Aleph, the Ikra Kamatfis, that I can hear. But how can you go and bring a riot to the case of the Zev Achshlamim? Even the Omar Harrier like Kim Sarzav Shlomim. Avagavdali Acha Shinizrik Domoy Motzi Ochale Bachutz. Even though after the Zrika Saddam, you're right, the Bashir Husham at this moment, it's much more mutter than it was previously. After the Zrika Saddam, you're allowed to eat it Bachutz, meaning outside the Beis HaMikdash, throughout Yerushalayim. But, Mikdash Kodesh, but you agree that there is at least some vestige, some residuary Issur or Kedusha by the fact that you can only eat in Yerushalayim, that you can only eat Shneyam V'Layla Echad. Avol Hache, in our case, by the case of Naziris, Yisol Kadaita B'Tzadla Kamatvis, Hohafala Bala entirely. What does the Gemara mean to say? What the Gemara means to say is that Marzutra, your Tushtel, that the comparison, the parallel between the Omen Aleph and this case of the Psar Zevach Shlomim
is not on all fours.
Is not on all fours. Very good. I remember that expression. Why is it not on all fours? Because on the Amud Aleph, when the person says Va'ani, the intention obviously was to say something meaningful. What we have in Shem Rameir a few days ago, the Gemara says, Eino de Moitzei, Tvarav V'Atala. So the person says, I want to make an Isser, and they mean an Isser. And so therefore, in the Omid Aleph, even though Mekra Ka'okar, we are toiler that the second lady, when she says Vani, she wants to become a Nazira. And even though the first husband was Mefer, the first Naziris, but I want to be Meikra before. Because if I'm saying that I want to be Vani now, after the Afara, it's Gunish mit Gunish, then I haven't accomplished anything. Since I want to give it some meaningful substance, I say that the Vani attaches to that original Ikra. Okay, I hear that svara. But over here, when you're talking about the two busers, you don't have to say that this person intended that the new peiros and the new meat should have the big issur of meikara. It could be that he or she would be satisfied with a lower form of kedusha, and that's the kedusha of achshav. Because right now it also is kadosh, that you can only eat in Yerushalayim, you can only eat it 2 days, and so maybe that's the amount of Kedusha. He's satisfied with this. So therefore, says the Gemara, even though on the Amud Aleph, we're trying to be poshut according to Marzutra, that both prices are consistent, Mekar Okar. Nevertheless, the Chavito in the second Brisa remains Osir, even though it was Oikil Mafreya, because she was Ikra Kabatha, she chapped on before that Hafarim, before the Mekar Okra. And therefore, that's why she's Osir.
And it was in her power to become a Nazira on her own anyway.
Exactly right. Masha Enkin over here in our Gemara, you want to say, oh, here, ultimate Ikra Kamatfis, because otherwise this becomes a meaningless Zeh Kozeh. If you're saying, we're talking about its present status, post Zrika Saddam, since Mutter, so what is the person saying Zeh Kozeh? He or she's just wasting their time. No. It could very well be that they want to be Matfis it the way it is now, because the way it is now, it also has that residuary kedusha that you can only eat it in Yerushalayim and Shteyav Alayvachat. So maybe, in fact, here I would disagree and say not be Ikra Kamatfis, but Betzanano Kamatfis. And so therefore, I don't have a full-fledged raya from the way we will push it the Amud Aleph. So just looking at the Gemara's Loshon again, Mi Dami Hasam on the fifth line, how can you compare? Kim the Amharivai Kipsariz of Ashlam, Avagav the Akshir Izrik Domai, even though, of course, you're right, 90% it's already mutter, almost like chulin, but make this kaddish, but it still retains kedusha. Aval hocha, in the case of the Amud Aleph, isol kadaita b'tzana kamatfis, if you're going to go and say, not make a kamatfis, the va'ani attaches to the tzanana, the current situation, then there's nothing left. It's gunish do. So therefore, it's not on all fours. On the Amud Aleph, it would make sense to say the va'ani makes it into being be ikra kamatfis. But here on the Amud Beis, they don't have a raya. Skon zayin, we would say betzamla kamatfis, and the person who's being matfis one for the other is not taking on the big kedusha with a big capital kith, but a small kedusha.
And it also makes sense, because why would someone want to destroy a piece of meat by saying it has the kedusha of pre-zrika? There's no way to release it and be able to use it. It becomes basically worthless.
Exactly, totally austere by
now. Right, right. But if you say it's like meat after zrika, then at least it's edible in terms of location and time. It has a value. You're basically destroying it, because what are you going to do? You cannot release. Once you say something has the kedusha of pre-zrika basar, and it's not part of a korban that's royal zrika, it's trapped. It's worthless.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Beautiful. Lady.
Hi.
Good morning. Huh? Good to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but more there.
But it's not defective at all, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to do something, but it's not effective.
That's no, you can, it you
doesn't,
can say,
doesn't
you,
do anything to the. Doesn't do anything to the.
To the payers of the meat. He says now that they should have that same kedusha.
No, but there's no kedusha, because it's after. If they say betzana,
after the three chazaks it up. You're right. But the Gemara is saying, but there's still limitations on the Psar Zevach Shlomim, that you can only eat in Yerushalayim,
right,
and you can only eat a certain
not enough to make it a...
So now that's why the Gemara is saying, you don't. It's not on all fours, the comparison,
right,
because it could be that's what the person...
That's what he was Toa thinking that.
Lav Davki's Toa. He wants to give it a minimal amount of Kedusha, not a big amount of Kedusha.
It's ineffective totally. Because
why not?
What's he prohibiting himself?
The Isser on it would be, I can only eat the Shteyam V'lai Lechad.
Why not?
You can go make a neder. I'm only going to use these two tissues for 2 days and not for 3 days. I'm only going to use it here in New York. I'm not going to take it with me to New Jersey. So here, I'm only going to eat this meat here in Yerushalayim. I'm not going to eat it from yet.
He's cutting. He's reducing its utility to this to be equal coterminous with the zevach with the basar of the shlomim.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. There won't be a din of noiser or something like that.
Right, there won't be, right, exactly.
But it will have the isurim that we're talking about. Anyway, so, Zokti Gemara, that's why it's not on all fours, and therefore you cannot be poshed ar shayla, but you see that Brother Shai is not so happy with that, and that's why Ikad Yamid is another version. In fact, if the two are exactly the same, just like we poshed on the Omer Aleph, Marzutra says both prices can hold. That it's the Ikr Kamatfis. Here too, we can say Ikr Kamatfis, and the Gemara therefore discounts this midami, this objection that the Gemara had. So according to the second Ikadami, you know, and maybe because Brother Shai, oh, come on, that's not what he had in mind, just to go and eat it, Yerushalayim, too. That's not
what's
like
the alternative? Shai, what's the alternative? You can't eat it at all.
Okay, see, but an alternative is it's the Ikr Kamatfis as the same
thing. Kamatfis, it's completely
no, but he thought it was he thought this was something, and it's nothing.
It's never toast. That's an never toast.
It's not toast. Never toast. It's never toast. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the end of this shtickle. There's one more kasha of the rush that we should really focus on, because now that we said that, even though the Ikr Kamatfis that Mekar Okar, nevertheless the wife can go and be toifis be matfis. Be that second before the effectiveness of the Nazir is becoming totally void, the Ikr Kamatfis. So let's go back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah that we're talking about being Mater Neder. So remember, what did it say? That the first one, you have three or four people already knows about Ani. If the first one is Mater Neder, then Kulam Mutar. If the last one is Mater Neder, only him, and not the ones before, and then we talk about the Emtsoi, right? But if it's the first one, as soon as he's Mater Neder, all the others fall away.
Why don't we say the Ani also goes back to the same virtual, now evaporated Neder of Naziris?
Exactly. Right. Like you're saying over here.
Right.
They sing Chavit Asura. You have the same kasha.
So it's kasha on our Mishnah.
Mamish, Sachshver. So that's the Rosh's kasha. See, in my Gemara, it's four or five lines before the wide lines in the right hand margin.
Vim Tomar.
Do you have that also, Brother Shai? Five lines before the wide lines in the rush.
There's a period before the Alf Tuff of Vim Tomar.
Vim Tomar, Im Mekaraka.
Midami.
Midami. No, that was already a place before.
That's
a Mekaraka. Want to give me your Gemara? Let me see if I can find it. It's a very long. Oh, there's a Chairo. Small little words, small little letters. Toimar.
They don't know,
yeah? Him Toimar, Hechaboy, the Mifshim Yochabay, you know? Hedjo, come to the Mecca, okay, the Milsa. Give me a big one. Yeah, fill it on there. Go higher up.
It's opposite the middle of the third Tosfos.
Okay. 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 Good. So with im toimar imekra oka, right? Four lines before the white line. Ma ben ze lo oimer hareini nozer v'omav v'chaver vani domrinen hutar rishon hutar kolan. Here you say in the Amud Aleph, it's Mecca Akar, v'chaveret Asura, even though he muteres, chaveret Asura. Make up your mind. Are you telling me even by Mecca Akar you go b'ikra kamatvis? So why in the Mishnah you say all of them fall away? Why did the first one falls away, but the other was ikra kamatvis? They should continue to remain nazirim. V'yishloimah. The leidami, the chacham, the oikir haneder al yidei charata, osa haneder toz. Either through Charata or through a Pesach, where he says, if you would have known, Eli Yadata. It's as if he never made a neder ever. It's a neder b'to'us. And that's why anybody else that said, Vani, 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 they're just attaching themselves to a mistake, to an error. That's why it all falls away. There's no Charata involved, it's just the Baal says, I'm the dictator. I say, no, you can't make a neder. Kiven she'enoi oisa ha-neder toz, while your neder ba'oisa shah, there was a neder initially. Afterwards, he was made for it. V'yecholu lahat b'sva, then the chavert is able to chap on and be toifis and say, me too. Ach, gziris ha-kosef she'yavata lo'ba'ala v'leitis big mem al she'shos ha-mayim v'nitmes ha-mesim. That the husband can go and be mavatal and be made for, it's not based on a neder toys. As far as the woman is concerned, she'd love to continue her naziris. It's just her husband, Xeris the Kosov, has the right to cut it short and say, no, no more. Okay, since it's not a neder betos, therefore there is, as you call it, a vestige of neder still out there, that then the second one said vani, that vani chaps on and says, ah, I got it. I have a neder, and even though the husband later on is going to be mefer, but she says, it has nothing to do with me. I did be'ikro kamatfis. Mashenkin, when you're talking about our Mishnah, even if the Vanis say be'ikra kamatfis, the whole thing was a mistake. It was a neder betoyes. The Bezin says that person was mescharet. He had to say he's mescharet, and therefore the whole thing was a boo-boo. So it becomes a triple 000, and you don't say vani to champ on before that charata was chal, etc., etc. And it's again very mechudish. But that's what the Rosh is saying. That's the difference between the hafara and the Hatar. So, even according to the Gemara's Teretz now of Mazutra, that Me'ekar Ka'akar, the Me'ekar Ka'akar over here by Hafara is still not the same as Me'ekar Ka'akar
of the
Hatorah, the dark. There, it's really Me'ekar Ka'akar. It's an atom bomb, totally exploded. There's nothing left. Goonish.
I know, it's undone. It's deleted.
Undone.
It's control Z. Deleted.
Deleted.
Undone.
But here, even though Me'ekar Ka'akar is also deleted, but it's not the same deleted with a capital D, it's only with a small D, you can still chop on Me'ikra Kamatis.
So you can actually. So that's another word. It still has some
vestige of it. Yeah.
In the case of if this whole conversation of Harini Nazira, Va'ani, Mufar Lachi, if they all have this talk kedei dibur, you would have a combination of both Va'anis. You could have a collision of all these things, because you could have then, with the Va'ani work, because if it's talk kedei dibur, kedibur dummy, would it even have that wisp of Naziris to Tofes on?
Okay, right. I think when you write your sefer, I think you should ponder that shayla.
You better move on.
We have to move on. Zokti Moravaitim. Umrila. From here it goes much easier. Until now we had two lishayles. We had the Va'ani, and then we had Reb Shimon that says, Hareini Kimoy Seich. Now we're asking about a third lashon. Umrila. What happens? The first one said, Hareini Nazira, and now the second says, Hareini Nazira Bi'ikvech. Means I want to go in your footsteps. Mal. What is the kavana of the footsteps? Hareini b'ikvech b'kula milza b'sharia. Like we said before, b'shatelchi eilech b'shataluni olin. Whatever your final destiny is going to be, that's going to be my destiny. And therefore, if the husband was mefer, then hers also becomes automatically mufer, because she says, "I want to go in your footsteps." You're originally nazir. I want to be originally nazir. You're no longer nazir. I also no longer nazir. I want to be your mirror image. Maybe what she meant, she said, I want to go in your footsteps vis-a-vis Indian of Naziris, but not vis-a-vis the Hafara. So I want to, as long as you're a Nazira, I want to be Nazir too. If your husband decides to be Mefer, no, that's your problem. It's nothing to do with me. So the footsteps, are we talking about the Kula Milza, or we're talking about Mikame, the Leif of the
Ba'al? Isn't that just what we were discussing? How's this different?
It's a different language, Ikvech.
Yeah, I know, but it's we're talking about the language now, because we
we're talking specifically about the language.
Yeah, okay.
Do we say Ikvech that has a greater sense of the package deal, that even if you hold Megas Gaius, I want to be just like you. Whatever your sprints, I love you, I think you're great. What they used to say about Benny Fischhoff, Shechana Bracha, very, very chashalid. They said that there was a bar mitzvah boy, and they asked him, what do you want to be? Who do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be like Benny Fischhoff. So that was, of course, a tremendous compliment to chashalid. So here, too, this second lady says, I want to be just like Sprinza. I think she's a tzedekis, and she's a balas middis, and she's great. I want to be just like her. She's a nazir. I want to be. She's os nazir. I want to be os nazir.
That's kamose.
Kamose.
It's a different language. It's not kamose.
Ikveh. Ikveh. Okay. Now, by the way, I see that you're not that totally tefreden. So the second choices goes a little bit more into the etymology of the akiv over here, and says that akiv can have two interpretations. Akiv can be like the last part of a person's body. You start the person's body with the hair on the head, and all the way, you go all the way down to the person's foot, and then the last part, that's the akiv. And therefore, when you're saying, I want to be hareini b'soifeich, I want to be not only your footsteps, but go to the final mile, wherever you end up, that's where I want to end up by soif. Or, Tosis says another pshat, that akiv can also mean the base of the individual, where the whole body is relying and standing on that base. So it's not intended to be that the soif, but it's intended to be that just like the base of your neder, I want to follow that base, and therefore, as long as she's still a nazira, I want to be just like you, and if she no longer is, but I still want to be on that same basis that you were originally. Anyway, that's the second choice. It talks about the Lashon Ekev, how it fits in here. This is Toshima. So let's try to bring a Raya Nachmul from the Vani. The husband, here, she made the Naziris. I mean, we had this in the Mishnah, we brought it already yesterday. She made the Naziris, and the husband said, Vamar Vani, me too. Eina Yachal Hafri cannot be Mefer. Now, the original reason why we learned in the Havamini he cannot be Mefer is because if he's Mefer her, then he's going to be Mefer him, if you hold, and he's not allowed to be mechal the zom, exactly like you said. Who mechal? If you're going to go and say it's a me too vani, just like her, and that's why they more want to bring this as a raya that it's talking mekar okar, that she, the whole thing is mekar, and then if more saying that's a reason why he cannot go me made for hers, because then he's going to be made for his. Therefore, any yachal hafer. That's how they more learned in the havamah. The ikra kamadfis. If you're going to tell me the ikvech that you go to the outset, what's the problem? Let him daka go and be made for hers, for like him today. But let him continue on with his own. Because va'ani is not the whole package of kula milza visharia. He's only going on the makama de leifala. When he said va'ani, he's saying, you're a nozer now. I also want to be a nozer. And subsequently, he thinks about it the same day, and he says, I want to be a nozer, but I don't want you to be a nozer. See, l'chari, he can go and be mefer, and the whole ikveich is like we're saying, be'ikra kamatis, although hers will fall away, his will not fall away, because he wants to be ikra, like we said before, by the afara. Elav shmamino, be'kula milza matfis. Since we see from our Mishnah, that as a result of the vani, he's not allowed to, he cannot go and be mefer, l'chari, it sounds like, it's kula milza that he becomes exactly like her, and if he's going to be made for her, he's going to be made for himself, and he can't be made for yourself because you're yachel devaroi. Vehilka chudlay mati mefer. That's the reason why he can't be made for. Ha isha di umra hareni bekveich. He nami muteres. That's only because of himself, because he's being machal and moichel his own name. However, an isha as opposed to the husband. If another isha says hareni bekveich, then you would say inami muteris. Einachanami, it's mamish kemoiseich, it's b'ikvech. If you become mutter, I become mutter. And that's why the husband cannot go and be mefer, because then he'd be mefer himself. But if it wasn't the husband, if it was somebody else, and you say bikvech, einochanami utaka be muteres. So we can be poishir our shayla that in fact that it's muteres, because we say that's the whole picture. It's not the bikvech only on mekamen de leifala, but bekula milza. Really go back to the origins. V'hocha by uns in the Mishnah, you know why he cannot be mefer, because he says vani. It's not like we learned until now, because if he's made for her, he's made for himself.
Right.
You have a problem by Yachud's word. Nothing to do with that. It has to do with right. The implicit hakama. V'hocha kimen the omer lo vani ke oimer kayim lichidami. By the fact that he hears her neder and he doesn't scream and he says, you know, it's a good idea. I'd also like to become a nusser. So that's an implicit hakama. So now, once you make him, you cannot be mefer. What happens if he changes his mind? He wants to be mefer. If he mitchel hakamas, if you want to be shoyel on yakama, the wants to be mefer. The eloi loy. But if you decide not to be shoyel on yakama, it's already too late. You can't be mefer that neder because you already want mekayim the neder by your vaani.
You have to do that the shoyel on hakama the same day. Right, because once shkia passes, it's too late to do a hafar.
I think she'ela is the equivalent of a Torah's neder. In other words...
No, and there's a comma. She says...
No, I understand what you're saying. So you're saying once you're oikin the hakama, then you cannot go and do hafar the next day.
Because it's already too late. The time.
Saying makes sense. Good. Now the final case, very simple. It says in the Mishnah, ringing nazir. A person says, I'm a nazir, and then he looks at his wife and says, Va'at. And the way we learned it in the Mishnah was a lashon bitmiya. And Vosel Mitir, what do you say about all this? The Amram, and she said, yeah, it's a great idea. I agree. What happens now? Now she also becomes a Nazir.
Or is she saying yes to his becoming a Nazir?
The way the Gemara, the Mishnah, understands it, Amen means, he's asking about, what about you?
Okay.
And she says, Amen, yes. And therefore she's agreeing to become a Nazira. May for Eshelo, he can be May for hers. Eshelo Kai. In other words, apparently he was teasing her. Or he was second guessing himself. When he said it originally, Harini Nazir, and then he said, Adam, what about you, Sprinza? And she says, yeah, I'm a Kayimit, I agree, Amen. Afterwards, he thinks to himself, could be at the same time he's teasing her and saying, I'm not going to allow you to be a Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir, but not you. No. Or could be he thought about it the next hour or two, and he says, I'm happy to go and refrain from wine, but it's not good for her. She has to have some wine every Shabbos. And no, it's very important to her. I had the Tiglachas and the Talmud, and it's not a good idea. And then everything is fine, because after all, she's the second in line. We're not being made for his. His remains intact, but he's just made for hers. Frank tomorrow mini. I'll ask you a kash from a Breiser. Well, the Breiser talks about the very same case. Hareini nozir viat. The Omra Omen. Shneim asur, both are asur. V'yem lav, and if not, shneim utarim. Nisha tola nidre benidra. In other words, it's a package deal. When he says already nozir viat, he meant to say all or nothing. If I'm a nozir, I want you to be a nozir together with me. And if you don't want to be a nozir, then I don't want to be a nozir.
Right.
So it's either both or nothing.
Okay.
That's not what it's in the Mishnah. It's in the Mishnah. Both of them are chal, and he can be made for her, and his continues. Don't we have a stira? Amr of Yehuda. So if Yehuda does the easy fix, if you will, to me, change the Loshana Braisa, made for Eshelov Shalekain. So now the Braisa reflects word for word the Mishnah. Harani knows Viat, the Amr Amen, made for Eshelov Shalekain. So that's an easy test. Abaye gives an even, if you will, easier test. Abaye Amr, Afilatemi Kiliktoni Braisa. I'm sorry, Kiliktoni. Both the Mishnah and the Braisa exactly the way they're supposed to be. Braisa ki going to Amr Loharani Nosir. Viat, b'loshin nichusa, not b'loshin bitmiya. He says, "Hareni nozer, I'm a nozer. Viat, and I would like you to be. I invite you to be a nozer together with me." Why does he say that? The katoli nidroi bin nidra. He's saying to her, "I want to be a nozer, but viat, I'd like you to go and join me. I don't want to be the only nozer on the block. If we're going to have wine at the table." I don't want you to drink, and I should refrain from drinking. Right, I have a big Yetzirah. So, Va'at, would you be willing to join me? And she says, Amen. Shnei Masur. If she says, no, I'm not willing to, it's Shnei Mutar. But our Mishnah is talking about with the Lashon Bitmiya. He's going to Omel Harini Nozir. Va'at, and what do you say? Va'at, my, what is your view? And then she says, Amen. Since he was not Toila Nidroi bin Nidra, but rather he was asking her as a question. And she said, it's a good idea. Since it's not one tongue in the other,
right.
Therefore he could be made for her, and his remains intact the way it was originally.
I think it was in the Tosfos we saw that it talks about suffix arboyim for mekamen mesim and drinking wine.
Yeah,
but for tiglachas, there's no malchus.
Lavkavki was probably otu kivachlo ozel beozel. Probably everything.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day, everybody.